There's three injuries of note. Gip, groin, we'll get that evaluated in the morning, as well as Joe's ribs. Initial x-rays were negative. Evaluate him as well. Then Craig Robertson, his ankle injury, we're just not sure the severity of that as well. So we'll certainly have more information Wednesday on those. Just not good enough. Not good enough in all three phases. Made some unforced errors, especially early in the game. Can't fall behind in the NFL and then expect to play well late and win. You leave yourself zero margin for error, and that's what happened to us. But we got to start much better. As I told the guys afterwards, that's a wasted opportunity. You know, a great day at home, in front of our crowd, begging for something to cheer about, and we had them sitting on our hands for a good part of the game. So, unfortunate that we prepare. You put so much time in, you get so few opportunities, and we wasted one. And then the challenge to our guys is to come in tomorrow and make sure that we're learning from it. We get dialed in. You know, the same thing, coming out of week one. We got to play better in all phases. That's clear. And I told them, I'm not saying anything different. I didn't say to the team that I'm tired of hearing us. You know, our theme for this year is words in action. We need to play better before we talk about potentially how good we can be. So I'll open it up.
Mike, do you think, is the offensive line playing as well as it did last year?
Hard to say at this point. I mean, I want to watch the tape. You know, we've gone against some pretty good fronts, but we'll see. It's you know, when you fall behind and you're getting yourself into predictable situations, it's, you know, you can play a lot better when there are 50-50 downs. But you know, it's something we obviously evaluate all positions, and none more than the offensive line.
Wait, could you tell if Travis was open on that last play down the right sideline?
He was open early. In the play, based on the coverage, we thought we could get a chunk to Gary over the ball, and I think Josh just saw, you know, that he knew there was be a potential window in cover two. You know, credit Woodson, that's a heck of a play, but we got to throw that ball a little bit early or get it in the middle of the field to Gary.
Did you feel like the roughing the punter was kind of a turning point?
Yeah, that's right up there. We got good momentum. With a stop, and then had to go right back out. They drove the length of the field. The muffed punt was another one as well. Took some, you know, obviously took some of the momentum away.
Like the defense, the way it started, what did you think the issues were, and in particular Cooper going after Joe Hayden early?
Yeah, they executed. I mean, we have our best corner on their best receiver, and they made plays. We had to do some juggling, and I'll be curious to see on tape how it played out. But that was a big loss, losing K1 late in the week. But still, there were times where they were going good against good, and they were making plays, especially early.
Mike, can you talk us through the decision to go for it, or to try to go for it on fourth and goal at the one late in the first half, and obviously the penalty ruining those plays?
Yeah, to me, the closer you get, the more likely that I will be to go for it on fourth down, with just the understanding that now you got a team backed up if you don't get it. And that was one where we felt that we had a good play, and unfortunately had the penalty, and we're forced to kick the field goal.
What did you think about McCown? Did he come out rusty to you, or just Khalil Mack was just controlling his game? Early?
Yeah, I don't know if I would say rusty. I mean, I thought he had a good week. He made some big throws in the game and missed some. I was proud of not just him, but how we hung in there offensively and got us back to within a score and a chance to tie it at the end. But Josh will be the first to tell you there's some throws he made, there's some he'll want to have back.
Mike, how disconcerting all the big chunks of yardage on
Very, very. There were times out there, and I didn't mince words with the staff, that we looked like a scout team. And then other drives, we were on point, guys doing their jobs. We made plays. We got off the field. It's just it's the NFL. You got to be consistent. You can't have the highs and the lows. You got to play well throughout a game.
When you talk about words into action, when you give up a 300-yard passer, a 100-yard rusher, and a 100-yard receiver, is that kind of what you're talking about? Your defense needs to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Coach, on the Raiders punt that they down at the 2-yard challenge, what did you think happened? Did you think he was?
It was close. I think whatever had been called on the field would have been difficult to overturn, just based on the angle with the guys up top. You know, that was one where we had all three timeouts plus the 2-minute warning, and was worth the 20 yards there if they had overturned it. We felt it was worth the challenge.
Talk about words into action since training camp. Do you think the guys have received that message?
I think based on today, that's the answer would be no.
Is there ever a thought of going to Manziel in the first half?
No, none. As I said during the week, it's you can't put a player in a situation where he feels like he's playing with a short leash, then it just becomes self-fulfilling. We want our quarterback to play well. We got to play better around him.
On the roughing the kicker, I mean, it almost looked like you could have called that on a couple of different guys. I mean, did you get a chance to see what was going on?
Yeah, so we ran into the punter. I don't know what else there is. I mean, we tried to block it and ran into him.